This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so first of all, the legendary owner of the Meadowlands, Jeff Goral, here with us. And I got to start by saying, like, you know, when I went outside to cuss people out, as opposed to being in the lobby in your with your eminence, of doing that in front of you, did you like the move to go out onto the street on Hudson to cuss people out instead of in front of you?
I wasn't sure what you were doing, to be honest, but I guess that makes sense, but I wasn't offended.
So when you're when you have giant multi-million dollar business deals and people interfere with such meetings, is there any point where you would go out onto the street to let someone have their, you know, lunch?
Probably not.
You handle everything calmly.
No, I lose my temper about five times a year, but when I do, people really, you know, pay attention because I rarely lose my
temper. So when you do it, you mean business.
Right.
Now, I would like to be around for that. That's what I want. To get inside that type of room is where I want to be.
Right.
So let me ask you, first of all, it's great to have you on my show. Now, I know you've been on The Fan a lot here in New York, always talking about the Hambletonian and all the big paydays at the harness track. That's your forte. But what I want to talk to you about is that and how much cash you're making with the FanDuel Sportsbook.
Well, we're doing a lot better on FanDuel Sportsbook than we are on horse racing.
I bet you are. When you saw the first year projections and then the realities of what it became, as a shrewd businessman that you are, because I walked down the street with you in Manhattan for about 5 minutes, and you're like, I own that building. I own that building. I just wanted to say I own that restaurant. I know the owner of that restaurant. He's 109. And I'm like, God, who doesn't this guy know? What was it like to see that kind of money coming in on sports betting?
I wasn't sure. Nobody knew what to expect. So truthfully, after about a month or two, I said to the FanDuel guys, I said, you know, we're going to do $500 million here. And they said, no way. We'll be lucky to do $300 million. I says, you guys are crazy. We're going to do $500 million. So now they agree we're going to do $500 million. So I knew we were going to do $500 million before they did.
So when you saw that money coming in on the in this business, because this is probably one of the smartest things you've ever done. Am I wrong that you leased them this facility to do their sportsbook in is probably, it'll end up being one of the most profitable decisions you ever made. Real estate, you've had everything, you own everything, and then you got a piece of that. What did you think when you got a piece of that pie?
Well, I had a choice of who to hook up with.
Right.
And I basically made a decision that FanDuel, with their name recognition, and Paddy Power with their
London.
In Europe, who knew how to do it.
Right.
That if I could get the two of them to merge, it would be a perfect marriage. And I also control New York because I own Tioga Downs. So I was able to make a deal with them for both New York and New Jersey where no one else could do that.
All right, so let me get this straight. Now, so the place in New York you own, what's it called again?
Tioga Downs Casino.
That is a fabulous place. I got to spend more time there. And then you have one in Bayonne, which is where I've gone to catch that winter cruise ship down to the Caribbean. And you've got the winner's OTB there, which has become hostile territory unless you like going to make money. That's where I go when I want to bet on the ponies. I want to go to Bayonne. That's where I'm going to go now. I'm going to hang out there. So anyone that gets in my way is going to get crushed. And then you have the Meadowlands. Is this right, these three properties?
That's correct. I actually have a fourth one, but that loses money, so I won't bring it up.
You won't even bring it up. Losing money, you don't. They're not even in
the
family.
I don't want to mention it. My wife told me not to buy it.
It's like the redheaded stepchild.
Right. Just a mistake.
Just a mistake. Yeah. Are you going to get rid of that?
Probably not, because I hate to admit defeat.
So right, that's not a good idea. So let me ask you, Jeff Goral with us, the owner of the Meadowlands. Initially, I knew you as the horse guy, that he loves the ponies, he loves the harness racing, and that you were, in essence, trying to save the harness racing business.
Sure.
Is that all fair to say?
Absolutely. although I'm not stupid, I really thought that eventually there'd be a casino at the Meadowlands because I knew that horse racing is a dying business.
Right.
You know, I'm not an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Well, but I'm not.
I'm not so dumb, but
I guess we're different
stupid,
in that regard. So, you know, I did it to save harness racing because the governor was going to close it. But in the back of my mind, I said, they got to put a casino here. This makes no sense having all the casinos in the southern half of the state where no one lives
right.
when everybody lives up here, you know, in New York and
Northern. Do you think that day will change?
Oh, yeah. I think what you're going to see in the next year or two will be three casinos will open in downstate New York and another one will open in Philly. And when that happens, I think Atlantic City will get crushed.
So when everyone in Philadelphia goes to Atlantic City to bet, now they're not going to have to do that.
Right. They're gonna be able to go to New York City. You know, maybe not New York City itself, but Queens, Yonkers, in Philly, it's right.
Are you going to get a license to have slots in that Meadowlands?
I think so. I think.
And you've been shooting for that for years.
Yeah.
How difficult a process is that to deal with the governments and the politicians to get those licenses?
Well, you need a constitutional amendment to allow betting outside of Atlantic City. It was on the ballot a couple of years ago, and we got crushed. But I learned a lot from that experience, and my plan is to wait till these New York casinos open and let customers stop going to Atlantic City, which is inevitable.
Right.
And then when people look around and say, wait a second, why do I have to drive to New York to gamble? Why don't I go to the Meadowlands? Why don't they put a casino here?
Right.
It's $15 to drive over the bridge. I would think that the voters will then say, yeah, this is stupid. So I just got to be patient. And fortunately, now I've got sports betting, so I'm not under the gun anymore.
Has the sports betting helped the horse end of it, the business end of it? Are more people playing and betting on sports, staying and watching the ponies?
I don't think so. I think it's just the opposite. I think my horse racing customers are betting on sports. I don't know if the crossover is the other way. But either way, it doesn't matter.
And those customers are flocking from New York and New Jersey to bet on the ponies, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, New York, at least 25% of our sports betting business comes from New York.
They just drive over.
Yeah, they have, because you have to be in New York. Luckily, the government in New York made a decision not to allow sports betting other than at the four upstate casinos,
right,
of which I own one.
Right.
So nobody's driving 150 miles to make a bet. So they've got to come to New Jersey. And, you know, I suspect people who want the excitement of being in a sports book will come to Maryland.
Was the upstate New York casino that you own, was that a sound business for you? Is it a good business? Because you talk about how nobody wants to drive there, but is it still profitable and crazy money that they make like in normal casinos in Vegas?
No, it just became profitable the last couple of years.
Because it takes time? Or
no, because originally it was what they call a racino, which is a racetrack
right,
with slots.
Right.
And then New York did a constitutional amendment which passed, unlike New Jersey, and part of the deal was that they would give out four upstate licenses, and I was able to get one of the four licenses. So once I was able to convert from a racino to a casino, and I built a hotel, and I built a sports book now, that'll open Friday.
Right.
It's changed everything.
So it's opening Friday. And are you running that sports book?
With FanDuel, yeah.
Oh, with FanDuel.
Yeah.
So they're putting one in there, too.
Yep.
So when you open this thing in the Meadowlands, have you been surprised, blown away, shocked by any of it? Because you've already been in the casino business. Did any of that traffic and volume of bets stun you at all?
Yeah. Nobody anticipated that we would do so much business.
What do you think Las Vegas thinks? Because I'm in Vegas a lot. I work with a lot of, I told you, William Hill, the casinos. I'm there all the time. I'm there this week. What do you think they think of the fact that in 12 months you surpassed their profits? That has to drive them nuts.
I have no idea. I think that they always looked at sports betting as like a minor thing, you know.
That 5%.
Yeah, it was never a big part of their business. So, you know, I think they know that there are going to be people who might have used to, you know, come there for Super Bowl or for March Madness, and now will stay
around.
They may not do that, but they're doing fine.
Do you believe that Jeff Giralwitis, he runs the Meadowlands, do you feel that the rest of the states that are going to adapt sports betting laws and that are going to catch up with the times, because it's inevitable, It's a lot like weed. I think eventually a lot of states are going to legalize it, just like sports betting. You know, there's 50 sports betting bills on the table in every house in the country, in the governments. What do you think that's going to do to change the business at all? Or is it just going to make every state have places to go
make
money?
You know, I went to a conference about 2 months ago, and they had all these sports betting experts.
Right.
And they all look at it and they say, look, this is a spring training, if you want to. This is the just the beginning.
The breeding ground.
Yeah, because
learning.
People are going to... People haven't been familiar with it, or they, you know, bet illegally. But now when you have an opportunity to bet legally, and you can bet on your phone legally and bet while watching a game, people think it's going to really just mushroom. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the biggest surprise, I mean, we routinely get bets of $25,000 to $100,000.
Right.
And sometimes people win. I mean, you know, it's we lost a million... You know, it's painful. I knew we were going to lose $1 million if the Patriots won. So I bet $100 on the Patriots with a friend of mine. I'm not allowed to bet. So I figured, well, at least I'll win $100, you know, because I never bet against Brady.
Never.
So I never.
It's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy. I just don't bet against Brady. And I had to sit there watch knowing that I'm watching a disaster
in fiscal disaster.
And then they told me, oh, well, don't worry. If Tiger Woods wins the Masters, we're going to lose $1 million. I said, don't worry. He can't win the Masters. He hasn't won a tournament in 20 years.
And then he won a Masters.
And then my friend said to me, don't worry. He'll fall apart on Saturday. Then he said, don't worry. He'll fall apart on Sunday. Don't worry. He'll fall apart.
Don't worry. He just lost a million.
Don't worry. He'll fall apart on the back nine. And then I said, when's he going to fall apart?
Never.
And everybody else fell apart. And we lost over $1 million on Tiger Woods. So every night when I go before I go to sleep, I go to my iPad and get all the scores.
Right.
I just root for underdogs. I just need underdogs to win. Our customers typically bet favorites.
Right.
So I just root, you know, when I look.
You root for dogs.
Yeah, when I look and see that all the underdogs lost, I'm afraid. Because I get, when I wake up in the morning, they give me what happened. I said, yeah, I know what happened. You know?
Thanks. I already know what happened. My wallet's thinner. Let me ask you this question. So you always loved the harness racing and the ponies like I do.
Right.
But now it sounds like you're starting to love the action.
Well, I always
I mean, you're
to...
sitting there telling me you're praying for the gods
my
bet
life,
on dogs.
My life has changed completely. I mean... I go to sleep and put at 11:30. I say, you know, all these dogs are losing. What's wrong? You know, can't they? You know, and then you'll see a game will go into extra innings. You know what I mean? And you're saying, I got a shot here. And then
But you never had that going before,
no,
did you?
No, I didn't care. I never. Well, the only thing I ever bet on in my life was football. You know, because to me, how could you watch football without betting on it?
So that's how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm the same
And I'm
as
talking
you.
Just the pros. I don't know anything about college.
College is very profitable, believe me, you. Just so you know, you're going to make an absolute shackload of money on Saturdays
over
there.
We did great. We did great.
Are you kidding me? And it's only going to get bigger. Your first year profits are exceeding expectations. What do you think is going to happen in 5 years, 10 years? The place is going to be, I mean, it's the Federal Reserve. Literally, they're going to move the Federal Reserve to the Meadowlands parking lot.
I think we'll take a hit when New York gets their act together, but that's a year.
Screw New York.
But,
I know you live in New York. Sorry about that.
No, I don't. You know, I have Tioga Downs, so I'm okay
Jeff
if New York gets
90% of New York. I just wanted to say that.
I wish that were true. But
when Donald Trump went into the White House, everything went to Jeff. It was a quick proxy move. So let me ask you this question. Now you have Bayonne. What's happening down there? We need to get a party going in Bayonne.
We need to get something going at Bayonne because for whatever reason...
What's wrong with these people?
The state wouldn't let us put betting windows there.
Fascists.
Which is idiotic. We're right over the bridge from Staten Island. We would get
morons.
All of those. But that's, you know, politicians. They didn't want us to be too successful, I guess. I don't know.
They don't want you to make that much money.
But you
money.
Can come to Bayonne and bet on your phone and eat and watch all the games. I mean, where we have an advantage is we have, if you're betting football on a Sunday, you want to be where you can watch all the games. You don't
want
to be home where you can watch one game or you go to the red zone and they're flipping all over the place. You know, it's more fun to be in a place where all the TVs are.
Tell him about, I tried to explain to him at dinner what the long bar was like with 100 TVs going of college football on a Saturday from noon until 1 in the morning. What's that like?
It's absolute madness. You just, it's crazy. All day long, Well, out there, Vegas time. 10 a.m. all the way through the rest of the day.
To 1 a.m.
It just goes and goes and goes.
And then everyone's hammered, and they all spend all their money and gamble, and literally, and when they're not betting on the games, they turn around and take 3 steps, and they're playing craps. 10 steps, they're slot machines. I mean, it is just a death trap. It's awesome.
America at its finest.
What we need to do is have huge parties in Bayonne for you.
That would help.
And then we'll get all of the football bettors to come down there, and they'll basically set up shop in your place and just live there for the weekend.
But, you know, we're going to do $500 million. The biggest sports book in Las Vegas only does $300 million.
Yeah.
So I don't care how busy they are, we're busier. Now, well, maybe it's because our customers bet more. I don't know, because they're New Yorkers instead.
I just think it's bigger. So you have Las Vegas, so essentially, is 1 million people at best. I live there. And so you're talking about New York and New Jersey. You're talking 20 million
people. And I'm just talking at the place. Online, they're going to bet $2 billion with FanDuel and us. That's a lot.
So when you got into bed with them, and now that you're running it in upstate and here, that was a very slick decision-making on your part. I'm sure you're
I got lucky. I hired a consultant who was very greedy, and he maneuvered everybody into a position where everybody had to throw money at me to get me to give them
because I controlled
New York. I had New York and New Jersey, so you could have been MGM or you could have been anybody. You only controlled New Jersey. Only I controlled both. I got real lucky. Better to be lucky.
Well, it's better to have control, actually, than luck.
So all the money I've lost on horse racing, I'm starting to get back.
How do you feel, Jeff Garalwood, this legend, runs the Meadowlands, how do you feel about the horse business now that you have a solid sidekick in the building? Like, can you save harness racing? How do we do that?
That's a good question. We were able to actually see horse racing is subsidized by almost virtually every state. Because there'd be no horse racing. So I think most of the time when a governor wanted to raise revenue, he didn't want to raise taxes because that means he's going to lose in the next election.
Right.
So they came up with the bright idea, why don't we just give the racetracks slot machines or casinos, and they'll give 10% of the profit to the horse industry to keep them going. It was brilliant. The public you didn't hear any opposition to converting a racetrack into a casino or a racino because they've been gambling there for 50 years. They had big parking lots. They all had access from the highways. So it wasn't like putting a casino in the middle of Manhattan where people would say, you can't do that. It's a terrible location. So it was a brilliant strategy. So unfortunately, in New Jersey, Governor Christie decided that he was buddy-buddy with the AC crowd, and he actually took the money we were getting as a subsidy from Atlantic City and gave it back to Atlantic City.
But isn't he the reason, essentially, that we finally got sports betting? I got to give him credit for something, or you're going to give him no credit, which is even better.
The guy who got sports betting?
Is you.
No, not me. Dennis Drazen, who ran Monmouth.
All right.
And Monmouth was really going under. And Dennis is the one who got it. And it was his idea. He convinced Christie and the legislature to do it. But if it wasn't for Dennis, we wouldn't have done it.
How's your relationship with the NFL in your land? In other words, the Giants and Jets are there, and you're all occupying. And then this monstrosity of a thing over on the other side of the parking lot, that mall or whatever the hell it is, that thing has been being built for 40 years.
It's going to open in October.
I know, but a lot of my friends, one of them has a restaurant going in there, so it's supposed to be amazing.
It's gorgeous.
What is your relationship with all of these different people? Because I know how painful the NFL can be to deal with. Do you have to deal with them?
Yeah, but I have a very good relationship with the Jets and Giants. John Mara is a gentleman. I'm a Jet fan, so...
There's no gentleman over there, actually. I'm just kidding.
The Jets are a work in progress. I mean, I was at the, you know, when the Jets won in 1969, when they won that playoff game.
With Namath.
And
the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. I watched on TV, but I was there when they won the playoff game.
Do you have as good a relationship with the Jet people as you do Mara?
Yeah, John is more conservative than I would say the Jets.
He didn't like that Odell Beckham. It got him. He lost sleep over that kid.
never made any sense. He was not going to play for the Giants.
No.
He wasn't their kind of player. And
they like guys that go to mass. In the temple.
In all honesty,
that kid was too crazy for them.
He's a distraction. I guarantee you he'll be
cancer's
a distraction.
Another word for it.
Yeah, any of those guys are all.
Right. But doing business with them, do you have to do business with them? Because it's all in the Meadowlands Sports Authority.
I do. Where we have difficulty is with the NFL, because the NFL is the only league left that seems to be in denial.
Refuses.
That sports betting is here.
But I think they're finally getting a clue. They just don't like it because they've never admitted that 100% of the reason they exist is sports betting.
The only reason they exist is sports betting.
And to make money. They make more money than God, $20 billion business, and all they care about is money and money. That's it. They don't care about anything else. Concussions, Super Bowls, playoff games, advertising. All they care about is making money.
Well, you know, it's the most select private club in the world. There's only 32 members, and that's not going to change anytime soon.
No.
But some of the owners, I'm friendly with the owner of the Dolphins, and I'm...
I know,
and they look at it and say, this is the greatest thing that ever happened to us.
What do you think of their casinos down there, like the Seminole, the Miccosukee,
beautiful,
and the offshore stuff in Miami? Because I live down there. You probably own half a Boger to South Beach.
No, we're partners with Hard Rock at the Meadowlands.
Right.
They invested. They're about to open this unbelievable hotel that's shaped like a guitar.
Where is that hotel?
In the in Hollywood, wherever that big casino is.
Oh, yeah, down there.
It's unbelievable. I met with Jim Allen, who runs it. He showed me pictures. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Great partners.
They took over to one in Atlantic City, too.
Yeah, they're a great brand, great people.
Do you think Mick Jagger bets on the horses at the Hamiltonian?
I don't think so, but...
We got to get more rock stars. I'm going to get rock stars, too. The Meadowlands FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm going to get them to the Bayonne, where no one goes. That's going to end, too. The no one goes to Bayonne is
over. Well, if you fill Bayonne, then that's really an accomplishment.
We're going to fill Bayonne if it's the last thing I do on
that'll
this
be,
earth.
That'll be good.
That'll be the key.
I'll give you the keys to the place, too.
I'm going to need a key because I'm going to have so many parties there. You're going to want to give me one of those slot cards.
You know,
do I get free penny slots over there as well, Jeff?
Whatever you want.
Bayonne. Free steaks.
So. Everything.
We're not going to put a strip club in, though, are we?
I don't think that's advisable.
No, but it was an idea that I had, and you...
It would work, but it's not a.
It was
not something that we would get...
It would work, but you vetoed it.
Well, the regulators would... We all licensed.
Mara, he didn't approve either.
Oh, John's a good guy.
I was going to get Odell to invest.
John's a good guy. I mean...
I hope he rots in hell in Cleveland, too, by the way. I wanted
Odell?
To say that. I'm a Steeler fan, so why would I root for him?
Bum. No reason to root for
bum.
Him, but...
I hope they don't allow sports betting in Ohio, ever.
Looks like it's going to take a little longer than
it
should.
But they allowed in Pittsburgh. They got it in
Pennsylvania,
the Steel City.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania's got casinos everywhere.
But I will tell you that the other leagues are all over us to be partners, to sponsor.
Oh, the NBA, NHL?
All over us. They love us. The NBA, the Major League Baseball, golf, you name it, they love us.
So at what point do you think that you and I will race in the buggy at the harness racing?
We did it this year.
I know you have, but you've never raced me.
No, but we did
I
it this
cheat.
Year, so next year we'll have you.
I use two whips.
If you fill Bayonne, we'll give you the fastest horse for that race. We'll make,
hey, maybe I could,
make sure you win if
maybe
you fill Bayonne.
Maybe I could dock my boat right by the Bayonne Winners Club. There's isn't a water right there? I could dock my yacht.
Well,
I don't have a yacht. We need to get a yacht, Carver High.
We can go pick one up.
The Pharrell and the Bench yacht. We can have party cruises out there. How about a party boat like they do in Florida?
If there's a bridge, there must be water.
I would assume
there's water there.
Now listen, are you excited about the crowds you're seeing over at the Meadowlands Sportsbook? Because I went there one day, and I was there at 11 a.m. to meet all these prestigious people that you're with this evening. And by 1 in the afternoon, when I left after my long, laborious meeting, there was a huge throng of fans that came in there in 2 hours. So when I got there, it was empty. When I left, it was packed. Are you liking what you're seeing in terms of crowds over there?
Yeah, and actually, it was too crowded last year because we didn't have the self-bet machines.
Right.
So now we have about 50
self-bets,
the kiosks. So anyone who's listening to this show, assuming you have listeners,
yes,
like you claim.
Just, I only have a few million.
If they happen to be listening and they're nearby, when football starts up, they
just go to the Meadowlands.
Come, you won't have those long lines anymore. Just we'll have someone teach you how to use the kiosk. We have about 50 of them. So
can you believe I live 15 minutes from your heaven?
Basically, yeah, well,
I think your property now is heaven. So my dad just passed away,
I'm
and everybody
sorry.
Told me he went to heaven. And I said, Jesus, he's living at the Meadowlands? I didn't even know that that's where they all go when they die. They end up in the sports Meadowlands. That's my place to die. Will you bury me there right by the...
You laugh, but we have people who contact and tell me my father died and he wants to spread the ashes on the finish line.
Of course.
And we have to make arrangements.
I know that, but have you ever had it? Because I sit in the sports book a lot, Carver. I tell them where you and I go to the horse track, to the horse book at the casino.
All day long.
Well, you and I have passed out in there a couple times.
Well, yeah, I tend to do that.
I've asked him if he was dead in the sports book. He just slouches down in a chair watching the ponies, and then he doesn't wake up for like 6 hours.
I hope he's...
Jeff doesn't approve of any of that type of behavior.
Absolutely not. We have a very strict behavior code here.
Get a beer, stay awake, no sleeping in the sports
book. Just make sure you don't win.
And be civil and have some level of
You can
class.
Win once in a while.
Are
we
you
don't
surprised
mind.
That you went to a restaurant with me and we weren't thrown out? Well, not because of you, but because of me.
I knew the owner, so.
I knew you knew the owner. You had all the juice in the world in that place. That's a great little
spot.
That
was a good selection.
But I picked the place. Can you believe it?
Yeah, well.
That's where I hang out with all your powerful friends.
Well, now he knows that you know me, so you're in good shape.
I got all the juice now
right,
that I know you.
Right.
Listen, I think it's fantastic what you're doing in the Meadowlands. I was a huge fan of yours before I even met you because you let that happen there. The fact that you let that happen there, to me, you're essentially God.
Well, you know what I tell people, my grandchildren, luck plays a part of life.
There is no luck. You are the man.
Yeah, well, we
remember that. So I'm going to get...
I'm saved. How many people have you ever interviewed that were saved by the Supreme Court?
Well, listen, you're the first, but God bless you if you got that kind of capital. Listen, all I need there is a parking spot. I'll handle the rest. We're going to have huge parties in your sports book. I love you. Jeff, it's
Thanks,
great having
great.
You on the bench.
Thanks.
You've finally
it.
Been waxed up on the bench. Can you believe it?
That's great. So I'm looking forward to the big crowds that'll be
You
coming.
Were on the fan, and they didn't give you this kind of
nothing,
love.
Nothing.
They're all yawning when you come in.
Yeah,
we don't have any of that
nobody
here.
Listens to that. But this, I understand you have millions of listeners.
I crush those people.
I
That's
can't
why
wait.
None of them like me. And I'm better looking.
I'm going to tell the...
I wear pink in public.
I'm going to tell the people and the food people to have a lot of extra food
they
available.
They better have a lot of food and steaks
we're
going to
be swamped tomorrow.
It's true. Jeff, thanks so much. You're the man. Thanks for saving the Meadowlands. And we're going to save harness racing. And we're also going to make sports betting there bigger than life itself. More important than oxygen, water, and food.
That'd be great.
I think it is more important.
That'd be great.
I can't wait to see college football and pro football over there on Saturdays
Me
and
too.
Sundays.
I can't
what
wait because this baseball's a little boring, you know
so
what I mean?
So one last question. When the football's going on, they're not allowed to bet football over there? Or they are?
Oh, yeah, you can bet football.
So, but can you bet on the Giants and Jets when
yes.
there's games there?
Yes, you just can't bet on a college team that plays in New Jersey.
Who would ever do that to begin with?
You might want to bet Rutgers.
Who would ever bet Rutgers?
I guess you want to bet against Rutgers, against Rutgers.
That's right.
So that's not tough.
Is that a school? If my kid goes to Rutgers, I'm going to jump off the roof of one of your buildings.
Yeah, well, you know, joining the Big Ten might have been a mistake if you're...
It was a mistake for the Big Ten, not for Rutgers.
Whatever. But
I got that right, didn't I?
Yeah, but they have some good... You know, Seton Hall was okay in basketball, but... Football.
No one cares about them either. My other producer went to Seton Hall. No one gives a rat's ass about them.
Well, anyway, they can't bet them.
It's true. Oh, that is so unfortunate. How stupid is that?
What the heck? I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
Because it's symbolic. You know, everybody.
Oh, you mean they think people could actually be crooked in this world?
Apparently.
Apparently.
Know, apparently.
So now that I know you bet on Tom Brady, that's all I need to know.
Well, you can.
That's a smart way to make a living.
I was going to say,
you're
not going to meet too many smart people who bet against
him. Is he going to win again?
Who the heck knows?
Do you think he'll play until he's 45 like everybody else?
I have no idea.
I mean, why not?
It's unbelievable that he...
He's better than all of us. Better looking wife, better looking children, more money, better properties, better vacations. You know, he's the Stetson man. You remember the guy that rode the horse in Central Park in the snowstorm?
And that's Belichick, him. Too, I guess. I don't know how they do it.
They're joined at the hip.
Yeah. They have different players every year, and they dominate. They just win.
I'm a Steeler fan, and you're a Jet fan. You're going to love Le'Veon
Bell,
by
the way.
Well,
I'd rather be a Steeler fan than a Jet fan.
You got that right. We got 6 Super Bowls. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on the bench.
You got it.
The one and only Jeff Garral. He's running everything at the Meadowlands. He's huge. You're not. You've been benched. This is Pharrell on the Bench on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.